This is a blueberry muffin I'm having right here, right?
Yes, sir.
It's delicious. And this is baked in this new processing center.
Mm-hmm.
Then brought to the public schools.
The fact that we have branded the program Homegrown Springfield. We had a contest with a lot of our students from Putnam Boak School. And one of the juniors in that school district branded the program Homegrown Springfield. And so that's what the logo that you see on the wrapper. So it truly is. That muffin is absolutely Homegrown Springfield, including the name.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and three distinguished gentlemen who have brought a ton of food into the studio. Patrick Roach, the chief financial officer for Springfield Public Schools, Mark Jeffrey, the district manager for Sodexo, and Andrew Stratton, the procurement manager for Sodexo. First best question might be for you, Mark. What is Sodexo?
Sodexo is a contracted management company for food and for facilities.
The Springfield Public School System works with Sodexo to help make sure the kids in the Springfield Public School System get fed. Is that right, Patrick?
Exactly. I mean, in Springfield, we're in the business of educating kids. In Sodexo, they're the leader in feeding kids. That's why we partnered with them to operate our program.
Now, when you think of school lunches, oftentimes it's not an overly positive mental image about food. But you, Phil Corman, have said that Springfield Public Schools in particular have made amazing strides above and beyond maybe even every other school in the country in regards to what they're up to. So what are they up to?
To me, the question comes down to how is it possible that the community, the public schools of Springfield, an international company like Sodexo came together to create a place where food gets cooked from scratch and thousands of meals get cooked every day, 45,000. So I'm going to throw this out to all of you guys because this is what you're doing every day.
Well, it started about 10 years ago with our Journey for Breakfast in the Classroom. It's an initiative that Sodexo brought to the district. Breakfast in the Classroom is our format to bring breakfast to every single student in the school district. The school district was experiencing participation for the program in the traditional cafeteria setting for about 40%, 45% participation. A lot of students wouldn't get to the school on time or didn't want to be involved in the program in the cafeteria setting. So bringing it into the classroom ensures that every child, regardless of income eligibility, is offered breakfast at no cost to them, and participation soared to over 80%. The district started embarking on a three-year initiative to take Breakfast in the Classroom, which is traditionally an elementary program, and take it into the secondary schools. We are the first school district in the Commonwealth to do it, and we believe we're the first one in the nation to bring breakfast pre-K through 12 to the classroom setting.
Full disclosure, I'm part of the food bank and the greater community's Coalition to End Hunger, and this is one of our marquee items right now that on Beacon Hill there is legislation pending that looks very good. It's got a lot of support that would mandate if the different school districts meet these criteria that Breakfast in the Classroom would happen in those schools, and how far this will go with kids who are between K through 12 in the Commonwealth, I think is amazing. It destigmatizes the children who do need that food, and everybody has a meal together. I think it's the best way to do it. And so really, it's exciting what Springfield is doing. But then the question always comes up is, well, they're eating something, but is what they're eating healthy? And I guess that's where you may come in there, Andrew. So what are these breakfasts that the kids are eating, and how does that connect with what the local farms and more are doing?
Currently for the Breakfast in the Classroom, we have some of our from scratch whole grain muffins. Our bakery makes different specialty rolls, and we have egg and cheese sandwiches that are heated up in the schools and brought to the classrooms. We have some of our fresh fruit cupped up and served once or twice a week in every classroom. Some of the muffins contain zucchini and carrots. We're getting those locally. The salads that we brought have a hydroponic lettuce that's grown in Devens, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and that's going to be a year-long thing. So every salad that we make at the center and brought to the schools will have the hydroponic local lettuce.
I think we need to take a step back. One of the main challenges that we have with Breakfast in the Classroom, not only in Springfield, but in any city that is implementing the program, is there are not enough products in the marketplace that are price appropriate, nutrition appropriate, that are packaged appropriate for the age of the population to have a successful program. You can bring it to the classroom, but if the students are not participating in the program, then it's to no avail.
So how did they make this work in the Springfield Public School Systems and learn about some of the incredible data that they've gathered with the success of these programs coming up?
Breakfast in the Classroom, when we implemented it, there was about 23% of kids eating breakfast. After we implemented in a school, it goes up over 80%. So, you know, a 60% increase in participation just by moving it to the classroom. So that just showed you that the access of putting in the classroom, how important it was. But the really good data that we get to see at the end of the day is our nurse visits over the 3 years we implemented this are down 71%.
That's unbelievable.
Can you believe that 71%? That's over 1,400 nurse visits for hunger a year that these kids are actually in class learning now instead of down in the nurse's office getting some crackers because they have hunger pains because they didn't eat at home and now they're showing up to school. And hungry kids can't learn. And so it's really important that we're providing this program to our kids.
It's a Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the Local Hero folks, and Patrick Roach, Chief Financial Officer at Springfield Public Schools, Mark Jeffrey, District Manager at Sodexo, and Andrew Stratton, Procurement Manager at Sodexo.
It's extremely important that the quality of the product get improved, and those were not available in the marketplace, and so the center, the Culinary Center, was born, and that's how it started in the first place.
So that's how it works. It's not in the cafeteria at each individual school. It's somewhere close by and then shipped to the school?
It's shipped to the school. And then distributed to the classroom on an individual school basis.
So I want to understand how the city of Springfield pulled it off to build a $22 million culinary center to ensure that the kids in the school was getting food created by scratch.
And that might be a good question for Patrick Roach, the Chief Financial Officer of Springfield Public Schools.
So this is a project we've been working on for quite a few years, and it's really nice to see it come to fruition. We knew what we needed to do. We knew that the products on the market weren't good enough for our program, and so we needed to cook this stuff from scratch. So with that, the Culinary Nutrition Center idea was born. Our first step was we applied to the USDA to use some surplus funds that we had in the account. After a year with our application, they ended up rejecting our application. So we came up with the concept of the city actually bonding for the building, and then we're going to pay the city rent in order to pay back their bond. So it doesn't cost the city anything. We're able to pay out of the program. So the first thing you think is, oh, that's going to pull money away from the program and it's going to hurt the program. But no, because we're bringing the bakery in-house, there's savings there. Because we're bringing a freezer in-house, we built a 10,000-square-foot freezer. We're no longer renting freezer space down the road. We're taking vegetable processing in-house. That helps bring down the economies of scale and actually helps us produce products at the right price points to serve our kids.
And is this creating jobs at the same time that you're doing this?
It absolutely is creating jobs.
It's incredible, and it's so needed, and Springfield is a great example of a place to do it. As I mentioned, I do a lot of work with the Food Bank of Western Mass, and when it dawned on me that Mason Square, which is a neighborhood with more people in it than the city of Northampton, had zero supermarkets and is called a food desert, those kids go into the Springfield public school systems. Having access to this new system that you've created with Sodexo, with the Springfield public school systems, with breakfast in the classroom to destigmatize the need that they might not be having met at home is innovative and exciting.
And we have one person who was going to be with us, couldn't make it today. And so it's Liz Ogilvy. Liz has represented the community throughout this journey, and the Springfield Food Policy Council, which she chairs, has really kept this going. And without a voice and advocate from the community, we may not have seen this come to pass.
So now tell me what some of the actual menu items that you've got here, Mark. This will be for you.
So this is a bruschetta chicken sandwich with diced chicken, fresh tomatoes, the Little Leaf Farms lettuce, and there's celery and carrot, making it a reimbursable meal. And then the students can have a milk, additional fruits and vegetables. We have a chicken Caesar salad, fresh vegetables. There's a turkey and cheese sandwich with, again, lettuce, tomato, and vegetables to make it a complete lunch. Some of our products that we've been sourcing, they're not local produce. They're actually manufactured items like 88 Acres Bars in a breakfast program. They actually reformulated what they were currently doing. It's a seed bar. Our USDA program needs whole grains as part of the component, so they were able to remanufacture their recipe for our schools. And they've been selling, but they're selling these new products to other school districts in the area, as well as Jeff's Granola, which is a Western Mass company, a nonprofit that gives part of their proceeds to local charities. So the school district will actually choose a charity.
Oh, wow.
And they've actually been able to purchase new equipment and hire new people in order to do the packaging we needed for the breakfast in the classroom.
Amazing.
This is a rare story, again, where we have like the public school teaming up with an international food company, and the community was at the forefront. forefront with this. And we've also had private foundations have played an important role, like EOS and the Kendall Foundation. So 5 years from now, where do you think this will be?
We're hoping to have the best food service program in the country.
And where better than Springfield, where the need is so great and the city is so great and this idea is so great that I think it's truly, truly inspirational. And now, do I get to eat any of this food?
Yes.
It's a far cry from the chicken nuggets I had in my school district growing up, and for that, I am very appreciative. Patrick Roach, the Chief Financial Officer for the Springfield Public Schools, Mark Jeffrey, the District Manager for Sodexo, and Andrew Stratton, the Procurement Manager for Sodexo, and Bill Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.